This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. A short time ago, I was in the Roseau County Museum looking at some old newspapers to find some news stories to read for this broadcast. Across from me sat Mike Katien looking through a large collection of Polaris racer Bob Eastman's collection of memorabilia from his many years with Polaris, which his family donated to the museum after his death recently. One of the interesting things Mike showed me was a copy of a 1963 letter from Kohler Company with a brief story attached that was going to be in their publication, Kohler Engines in Action. Most people with a little history around here know of the trek across Alaska in 1960 by Edgar Hatine and Erling Falk and Rudy and Bessie Bilberg. The trip was a showcase for the usefulness of the snowmobiles of that day for travel in rugged areas previously only traversed by dog sleds. A lot of stories of that trip have been told with the perspective of the men, but this story was told from Bessie's angle. I'll read it today. Bessie Bilberg drove an iron dog across Alaska. She went through some of the 49th state's roughest weather. She prepared two hot meals a day for her three male companions on the three-week trek. And she did all this bundled up in men's Arctic clothing, three sizes too big for her. If you ask her bush pilot husband Rudy or the other two men on the expedition, they'll tell you it was Bessie who got them through to Fairbanks. It was Bessie who kept their spirits up through 1,200 miles of Alaskan winter. Alaska's rough-hewn interior, mountainous, gouged by rivers that are white and ice-covered and silent in the wintertime, is a man's land. Yet to Bessie, a native of Duluth, Minnesota, it is home. For her, its breathtaking cold, its week-long blizzards, and its whiteouts are part of its wild charm. Since 1941, she and Rudy had spent most of their time in Alaska, at Nome, on the barren and inhospitable west coast, at Fairbanks and Galena and Bethel in the interior. Bessie has loved every minute of it. The motorized snow sled she drove from Bethel to Fairbanks was made by Polaris Industries, Rosa, Minnesota, and is known as the Snow Traveler. It was Alaskans who dubbed it the Iron Dog when they saw this one-man gasoline-powered snowmobile ride over 1,200 miles of Alaska's punishing terrain without a whimper, cruise along in weather dog teams wouldn't face, and cover up to 70 miles of the route in a day. Rudy, who resigned his post as station manager for Northern Consolidated Airlines at Bethel's airport on March 1, 1960, had planned a prospecting trip up the Yukon, and in preparation, both he and Bessie had taken courses in mining and geochemical prospecting at the University of Alaska. Bessie had no qualms about the expedition. She and Rudy had homesteaded 160 acres of wilderness on a lonely ridge half a day's journey by dog sled from Fairbanks. She was an expert dog team driver. She had mastered such pioneer arts as weaving and had woven shirting material for Rudy. She had tended traps on a trap line with Rudy. Yet Bessie is completely feminine, so truly feminine that when she reached Fairbanks at 7:30 p.m. on March 24th, wind-burned and tired and almost lost in her bulky clothes, she could hardly wait for the next day and an appointment at the beauty shop. The only reason they wanted me along on the trip was to cook, she said with a laugh, as she talked with reporters at Fairbanks. Then, forgetting the days when the motorized caravan of four persons and three snow travelers fought 60-mile-an-hour headwinds in sub-zero cold, she stated, I'm not at all sorry I went. Really, it has been an easy trip. Bessie didn't drive her snow traveler all the time. Sometimes she rode behind on a toboggan. The little caravan consisted of two Ranger model snow travelers, each pulling a toboggan laden with gear, and Bessie's smaller Trailblazer snow traveler. The two larger machines were powered by 10 horsepower Kohler engines, and Bessie's machine by a 7 horsepower Kohler engine. There were many times when she broke trail because her machine, without a toboggan to tow, was faster and more maneuverable. There were times also when she had a back seat on a toboggan and the caravan was crossing bare ice. That strong crosswinds would blow the toboggan sideways and she would have to hold on tight to keep from being thrown off. Betsy was provisioner and cook throughout the trip. I took along concentrated dry food, including many sorts that we can buy here in Alaska in cans, she said. Before the trip, I bought dehydrated vegetables, potatoes, carrots, onions, together with packaged soup mixes and cereals, and navy beans, of course. We also had a good supply of bacon, hamburger, and wieners, all of which, of course, stayed frozen during the trip. For fruit, we had dried apples, dried prunes, dried apricots, and dates. I always cooked up some fruit for breakfast. Before we left Bethel on March 4th, I baked several loaves of bread, and we finished the last of the bread the last night we camped out. I'll continue the story of Bessie's 1960 adventure next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.